Welcome, everybody, to Funeral Nation, episode 261. That is Jeff, the Funeral Commander Harbison. I am Ryan Thogmartin, and we are back in the saddle from NFDA, the Super Bowl of funeral conferences. Jeff, what's new, sir?
Everything is new when you have a brand new day, right, Ryan?
That's right. It's a brand new day.
I keep saying this, and I'll share a little later on during this session that, you know, you hear people say you only live once. Well, actually, you live every day. You only die once.
There you go.
That's it. You ain't got nothing after that. So everything's good. Let's talk a little bit about observations of NFDA. I'll start out by saying I think this was a positive experience. That we had good traffic flow. The people in attendance were engaging. And I think it seemed like it was, in some respects, the old school, old time attendance where everybody just wanted to be together and engage. Kind of reminds me of Baltimore, mm-hmm. but not in a family reunion type. It was more business like.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. And speaking of business, C&J was there. C&J, as you say, is the rocket fuel behind this show. You are repping the C&J. So before I get into my takes, the C&J cigar party. I mean, this thing is not it's more from – remember, this C&J cigar party started with 50 people on a Zoom call 3.5 years ago – and has now morphed into the premier event that happens at NFDA. I mean, I'm going to say that the C&J cigar party rivals, not on purpose, but from a attraction level, the NFDA kickoff welcome party.
I don't disagree with you. And it's interesting because I love to hear your perspective. I like smoking cigars. That's my life. I enjoy having cigars and people around and socializing. And what this party does is generally the cigar life, if you will. I travel a lot. I go to different places. And every time I go to a different city, I'll just pop in a cigar store, lounge, smoke a cigar, and I get engaged with people. And it seems that the people attending, we have a wide swath of funeral professionals, from owners to funeral directors to attendants to family, and everybody's just relaxed and enjoying good conversation. Yeah. There's no pretense of being sold or selling or buying. It's just in there to get engaged with each other. And I'll tell you that it is, I believe, one of the best events we have going.
Here's the thing. So you're in the mix. You're helping plan the party. It's your company that's putting this thing on with some partners. I get to come in from an outsider perspective who doesn't smoke cigars and observe and be a part of a lot of different conversations. And here's what I'll say. I have watched firsthand hatchets being laid on the table and enemies, if there is such a thing in this profession, but competitors, people that are that in any other context would not be breaking bread and communicating together, sit around the table with a cigar and have friendship type conversations. And to me, as a connector, as somebody that feels that we were built for community, that event brings that community together where you walk in, everything else is stripped away. And yeah, it's not a place where you go to be sold, but I've also watched deals happen. I've been a part of deals that are like, hey, let's go to the cigar party and let's have a conversation tonight. And so, man, it's just this really cool environment that C&J has created. So kudos to you and your team and the partners that you've brought in on that.
Well, we're grateful that you said team, and that's exactly what makes it happen. Jennifer and Janasia and our team back in Alabama, and Jamie. You know, Jamie's just a superstar. He's like the Oprah Winfrey of the funeral business. I mean, who doesn't get along with Jamie? In fact, if you don't get along with Jamie Meredith, email me because I want to know why. This isn't. He's just like the Southern gentleman, the guy that you can always rely on to, you know, give you a warm handshake, look you in the eye, and just be your friend. And I think that that's something I'll just self-promote here that I appreciate about C&J Financial is we would just as soon be your friend as your provider. And we still are getting people that aren't our clients attend the parties knowing that one day, if your relationship doesn't go well, we've been a friend all along. We'd like to be
That's
there.
Right.
And you know what? If you go away, we're still going to be friends.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I love it. All right, my thoughts on NFDA, and you kind of hit the nail on the head. This was, for me, and in conversation with a lot of other funeral professionals and suppliers, this felt like a back-to-normal convention. The conventions of old, the conventions where we're, you know, the last couple of years have been about let's just get together, and we haven't seen each other in a few years. We're still navigating this pandemic and this COVID thing, and there was none of that this year. It was highly attended and action, and that's what we look at as a supplier. You're a supplier. We look at NFDA, at least I look at NFDA as like, we got to get business done while we're there. You know, suppliers spend a ridiculous amount of money to be a part of these conventions. Like, I don't think funeral professionals fully understand just the cost of a booth and then shipping a booth. You easily have tens of thousands of dollars in just getting the booth set up, let alone bringing people and giveaways and hotels and food and parties. And so, like, suppliers are investing, and to be a part of NFDA this year, I got to spend more time walking the floor. We did our booth differently. We disrupted things different than anybody's ever done a booth before. And I got to see more of the firsthand buying exchanges. So I talked to a lot of funeral professionals where, yeah, I bought this. I came here to specifically find this and talk to this company, and I got what I came for. That's good. That's good for this profession. What it tells me is that we're coming out of kind of that COVID slump. It's been a weird year where we had a lot of forward deaths. Death rate's been kind of funky. There's been a lot of untraditional slow periods this year, as well as some periods where we're not typically busy and we have been busy. So it's been that roller coaster year. And I believe we're coming out of that. And I saw funeral professionals ready to take action, a lot of optimism, a lot of I'm ready to grow my business and get more serious about, you know, this family thing we've been doing for generations. It's on me now to make some changes to take it to the next level. And I felt that more so at this convention than probably any other convention in the last 7 years, even pre-COVID. So this felt like a really, really back to normal action. I think NFDA did a great job. Interesting enough, I said this to somebody, I felt like the exhibit floor was smaller. So I feel like the layout of the floor was better because there were actually an increase in the amount of exhibitors this year over last year, and it still felt smaller. It felt like there was a lot of things happening and good foot traffic from everybody that I talked to, which is exactly what needs to happen. You know, you and I both, you know, we won't use this for anything negative, but we both see the opportunities for how this could be tweaked to be better from a supplier perspective. But man, hats off to NFDA. They brought the people. The people came. They're ready to buy. They're ready to engage. They're ready to grow. And that's powerful.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. It may be a psychological thing, as you said earlier, coming out of COVID. We're back to somewhat normalcy, if you will, in an abnormal business because you can't predict anything here. There's just no predict a life. But so you said you were out and about. You're on the floor a lot. In fact, I saw you maybe twice. Once a cigar party, the other time I tackled you, I think. What did you see that caught your eye?
So, I mean, there's a couple of different things. And you know, innovation in this profession has been more on the technology side, which is great. And there's a lot of tech things happening. Tukios, Tributech, Funeral One, everybody's got some AI and some tech that is rolling. And I think that is absolutely what's needed. And the receptiveness of that to the profession at large has been good. But I'm going to go back old school. I'm going to go two different products that really, really kind of did it for me. And they're not things that are new. They've been around forever. And number one was Forever LT, which was keepsake jewelry. And, you know, we've had staples in this profession on the keepsake jewelry side. And we've got great partners of this show that are in keepsake jewelry, that I'm partnered with, that are in keepsake jewelry. I love to see evolution in products. And Forever LT, that keepsake, it was jewelry that looks like everyday normal jewelry. That was one part of it. But two was the technology behind the fingerprint scan and the way the fingerprint scan looked on the jewelry. The way that they can weave multiple fingerprints together into one piece of jewelry, I thought was really, really pretty interesting. And I spent more time with them because they were across from where our booth was at. But that really caught my eye. I don't usually walk the floor and go, oh, look, new jewelry. But there was something different about this jewelry, that integrating diamonds and CZs and just things that my wife is over there going like, I want to buy some of this jewelry just to wear. So very cool. The other thing, and we make a joke about this, every pre-NFDA, pre-ICCFA, pre-CANA, pre-convention that we're going to be at, there'll be somebody there with a new urn, and we make fun of them. But I just got to shout out Terry Bear, and we did a video on this because I was so impressed of urns that don't look like urns. And you and I have talked about this. When somebody can figure out how to make an urn that feels like just something I would set on the mantle, on a nightstand, on an end table, that doesn't look like a goofy urn where people would never assume that there's cremated remains in there. Terry Bear made urns that don't look like urns. And I was impressed, man. I was so much so that we did a 5-minute video that we put on the Connecting Directors YouTube and on connectingdirectors.com about the things that Terry Bear is doing, because they're different. So that was it for me, man. I know you got one that really struck home with you.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to peruse the floor a little bit, and I kept hearing about the urn that was a buoy. And so I was like, okay, I'll check that out. And anyway, I went and met Matt Green, who is a proprietor of Blue Water. And they made a buoy. Basically, it looks like it's about 2 feet long, has a tube up top, PVC in the bottom. I mean, basically, it looks like a small buoy. And I'm not going to say an expert, but I'm really well versed in buoys, as my father was a 30-year Coast Guard officer. And at the same time, while I was in Las Vegas, and even up until this past weekend, my father is declining in health, and my sisters and I went to North Carolina to plan for his death, and basically, you know, prepare for him to die, and what we were going to do in the end with him. And so I walked up to this booth and I saw this thing laying there, and Matt and his team were telling me what they did. Well, you put cremated remains inside this buoy. It's launched out into the Gulf Stream, and then it can be tracked with a GPS monitor. So you see where the buoy's going. And it generally ends up down around the Caribbean or somewhere. I'm sure when I'm in Aruba, I'll be smoking a cigar and say, hey, how you doing? But anyway, and when the guy, when Matt was sharing with me what they do, I asked one question, and it literally struck me like lightning. I said, where do you launch it from? And he said, you probably never heard of it. I said, try me. He said, Manio, North Carolina. I said, oh, you have to go through the Oregon Inlet. And he looked back at me, and my father lives in Dare County. That's the Outer Banks of North Carolina. And I just knew then that was for me, and that was sort of, it was undoubtedly a God moment. because my sister and I, we've been kind of struggling of what to do. And this past weekend, I was sharing with you before we came here, I got to see Dad and we talked. He was lucid and he shared, you know, where he wanted his cremated remains to go. And, you know, I told him, I said, well, you're going to be forever at sea. And he just thought that was the grandest thing in the world. What a cool idea. Because if you're a true coastie, that's where you're happiest. And anyway, shout out to Matt, Blue Water, those guys out there. And, you know, it occurred to me, and you and I have talked about this off, and I don't know if I've said it on air, but I wish that one of these large funeral conventions, we could take an extra day or two and actually have consumers come in, and maybe we have seminars or something, because people don't get to see this. I'm sure Matt's not in every funeral home in the country, and we all know that, you know, just because, you know, a funeral home carries a product or it's available doesn't necessarily mean the family gets to see it. And that moment for me was edification, that, or affirmation, I think that's the right word. I used a big word there, that we need to be more open and figure something where we can actually open up and do a better service for our public to see what we do and how we do it. Man, could you imagine being in Las Vegas or Baltimore, you know, pick a city, and have a day or two ahead of time where consumers could come in and ask questions, we could have seminars. I mean, we would do such a great service for our profession to the community. Anyway.
In a tasteful way. And because there's a lot of consumer-facing things that are happening in our profession, but they're very on the doom and gloom side of death, and not on, like, hey, these are actual things that can help you in the grieving process, the celebration process, regardless of funeral home you choose. Like, that educational side in a positive way that's not shock and awe to get eyeballs and attention. It's powerful, man. You're dead on. Let's advocate for that, Jeff. Here to hear first on Funeral Nation, we are challenging NFDA or ICCFA or CANA or state convention to be the first ones to open up a day to the public.
Yeah, and just, you know, it could be done the right way. I can think of 100, I'm starting to think like a funeral professional, 100 ways it shouldn't happen. But I think of 200 that it should.
Yeah, that's good.
I'll tell you something else that I saw and seeing was Full Circle Aftercare, Matt and his team. Man, you know, again, dealing with death now, inevitable for my own family, it's overwhelming. And I, you know, our business could do a better job of helping, you know, at the end of a life, besides, it's more to death than just a funeral. And so Matt and his team is continually showing me how to evolve and learn. And also we had our friends at Everly. You know, they had a great booth, and how smart the information they have for grief. They actually have a it's like a Netflix. You can choose what area of grief you want to concentrate on and be counseled on. And they also have this wonderful example of where you can leave messages to your family for the future. So, you know, we're seeing some things that are not necessarily what I believe, quote, the traditional, whatever traditional is, funeral stuff, like a new casket. You know, they had the clear caskets. I think those are cool. I always have a joke that comes up. But things that are relevant in the death process and after death process to help families and help people deal with it. And specifically to say that unless we've personally been through a death or a tragedy, you can come up with all sort of things. Well, I do this or I do that. You can't even remember how to make your own coffee when you, even if it's a death that's expected. So kudos to all of our suppliers, more kudos to NFDA, and mucho kudos to the professionals that showed up, were engaging, and I appreciate the work you do on a daily basis.
You know, it still surprises me. You said the professionals that show up. There were 3,000, I think, one funeral professionals that showed up to NFDA, given the press release NFDA put out a few days ago. There's 100,000 plus funeral professionals in the United States. Why are only 3% showing up to the largest funeral conference where they're going to be able to engage, get educated, and connect to understand how to serve families better? That still baffles me. That still baffles me, and we got to fix that. Anyways, woo! Good stuff, Jeff. Good stuff.
Good stuff. And so our world continues to turn, and we continue to do what we do. And everybody, look, in the next couple of weeks, we're going to start our mini seminar, unconference type sharing, where we'll have a subject matter expert.
Yes.
Excuse me. And I look forward to that.
It's going to be good. We're evolving the show, and we're going to rope in some more people, like Jeff said, to educate. You know, we didn't start this show for us. It wasn't an entertainment piece. It was the goal behind this was to expand the conversation and help the profession move forward. And we want to answer questions. We want to solve problems, and we want to address the things that are facing funeral professionals head on every single day. And we've done a great job of that thus far over the last eight years.
61 episodes. Who would have thunk it?
I don't know, man. Powerful stuff. But you did, and you used to drink and all kinds of other things on this show. You know, we've had some rowdy moments, but we are evolving, and it's powerful. So we're excited to see how the profession continues to scale and grow as we come out into, I believe, what is a new era of death care, and you know, we're happy to lead the charge on that. So,
exactly.
Jeff, it's always good to connect with you, my friend.
All right, same here. Even though we're cross town, we're usually cross country, so I'm glad we were able.
That's exactly right. All right, until next time, have a great effing week.
Out here, take care, y'all.